Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. Sean Ross Sapp here. It is July 14, 2025. I sat down in my office just minutes before WWE Raw. I got back in from Dallas yesterday. Flew into a crazy situation. Don't know if you all saw that on the news. A shooting at the airport. I just narrowly missed that, fortunately. But my God. Went back to the hometown today, had some unfortunate business to handle there, but back in the saddle, back in the office for another 2.5 weeks. Then I'm headed off to New York, New Jersey, or at least the week of, to do some media there as well. But it is lovely to talk to you guys. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. It was lovely to meet dozens of you guys at StarCast and AEW All In weekend. This past week, it meant so much to me. I do have a bit of a weekend wrap-up review on FightfulSelect.com. Everything leading up to Evolution. We've had just a ton of scoops over there. Like, probably like 10 or 11 over there the last couple days. Including some word about Seth Rollins, which we will get to momentarily. If you have a question or statement, get your super chats in, get your humper chats in. Here on YouTube.com/Fightful or HumperChats.com. If you love this Q&A format, well, FightfulSelect.com will be for you. It is the best $5.99 a month in the business. I'm doing a Q&A show there on Tuesday where it's a little late because I was traveling, but going to talk about an awful lot of stuff there. I do Q&A articles every day. We have a Discord that is exclusively accessed by our $5.99 subscribers. But by God, you're here right now. You're here to talk Monday Night Raw. And honestly, the whole weekend, like if you all want to send in super chats about SmackDown, Evolution, Great American Bash, All In, anything you all want, go ahead, send super chats and humper chats in. I was very proud of my team's coverage this weekend. I was out and I've been micromanaging our social and a lot of stuff like that. A lot more of late. And they did a wonderful job. And of course, our writing team always does an incredible job. We have all the press conferences from All In up. We had an interview with Toni Storm up that I am incredibly proud of. We also have a bunch of shorts, like footage from the event, footage from the pressers, all that. But I broke Timeless Toni Storm. Thought about even airing that footage here on the post show, but by God, you can just go over and find it if you wanted. You can find it if you want, along with a ton of stuff. Please check out Fightful Scraps as well, where you're going to see a bunch of stuff. But shout out to all of our teams, Cresta and Kate. Kate really held it down this weekend. Kate and Alex, I said, guys, go as long as you want. Do whatever you want for an all-in post show. I don't give a hoot. And they really did. They absolutely delivered. They had an incredible show. And as always, we got a ton of stuff coming your way, guys. Lots of stuff. But let's talk about WWE Raw. And actually, let's talk about the Seth Rollins thing. Because he didn't end up showing up tonight. And I will talk about the speculation associated as well. So I'll provide what I can. There are some details on this I can't provide for the sake of privacy. But Seth Rollins had his match in early on that Saturday night's main event against LA Knight. The way that it was explained to me is that he has an injury. It's not good. The injury is very real and it's not good. Now, that was immediately. So he was treated backstage as if it was real and as if it happened in the moment. There were people who were not prepared for this. There were some people who were shocked and concerned that you would assume would be in the know, and by assume, you would almost guarantee were in the know, of whom I will say I did follow up with today and haven't heard back from them. Seth Rollins was backstage at WWE Evolution on crutches. So what I should make clear is everybody that is reported on this situation is in pretty well agreement that Seth Rollins did sustain an injury. However, there have been some reports of which I want to make clear, I cannot confirm these. I am absolutely not denying them, but I can't confirm them because I haven't heard this outside of their reporting. But I believe John Pollock, who is an incredible journalist, one of the best on the planet, forget wrestling, and Dave Meltzer, who has been doing this for a long time, and then I believe Brian Alvarez also followed up with it, indicated that there was somebody that had tipped them off that they had heard that an injury angle was happening Thursday. And their claim was that Seth Rollins had already sustained an injury and this was used to cover that up. Now, what myself and Mike Johnson had heard was that Seth Rollins was slated to win that match. And it ended up changing as a result. That's the latest that I had heard. Now, I haven't heard too much besides that. It was I don't want to say a fortunate situation, but Birmingham is where a lot of these wrestlers go to get checked out for things like that. And they just happened to be in Birmingham, but he wasn't on Raw in any capacity. And I hate that man. He's had a plethora of knee injuries. So it's just one of those things that we're going to have to monitor. I'm obviously going to follow up on it. And we're gonna monitor all this. Sir Brendo says, just want to show some love for Fightful this week. Well, I appreciate that. I want to know what you guys thought about this show. I want to know what you thought about All In, Evolution, Great American Bash, all that stuff. What does it say that Kenny Omega and Okada had a match this weekend, and it was an incredible match, and it might be the... If you told me that it ranked seventh on your best matches of the weekend, I wouldn't argue with that. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you anyway. But damn, man. That means we are very blessed as wrestling fans when a Kenny Omega Okada match is like the sixth or seventh best match of the weekend. Damn, man. Damn. Also, what unfolded at Evolution shocked me in the main event. First off, Io Sky and Rhea Ripley absolutely killed it. Those two ladies have some special chemistry. They really do. And then Naomi cashed in. Now, what I saw as the predictably good scenario was that Jade Cargill would win at SummerSlam and Naomi would cash in on her and win. And sort of screw over Jade. That didn't end up happening. And instead, they went the route to kind of get her away from Jade. They sort of put a bow on the Jade feud, had her cash in, and win the world title. Now, FightfulSelect.com had a lot of reports on Evolution saying that while nothing is set in stone, there's a lot of people that think that this event, and especially the strong walk-up, did a lot to produce a next Evolution show. Heard a lot of great things about JC Jane as well. By the way, she did get like hit in the throat. She's okay. Jordan's okay. But they got, I mean, JC's been getting some really high marks. Obviously, the two championship matches that sandwiched the show got very high marks, but people were very happy about Naomi. Naomi is one of those universally loved people in pro wrestling, and now that she spent some time away from WWE, she made some friends outside of WWE that are now all over the place and really loved her. And it's wild to even think now that she was gone from WWE, right? Like, it's wild to think that. Because, I mean, the team that she was in with with Mercedes, Sasha Banks is now gone, but those two are atop their respective wrestling companies in many ways. And I think that Naomi is doing the best work of her career right now. And it's very easy to forget that now she is, a four-time world champion? I think, yeah, because she won the SmackDown Women's Championship. She had to vacate it. She won it again, I think, at Mania. She won the TNA Knockouts Championship, and now here she is winning this. And this feels like her defining run. She is like an evil princess, evil queen from a Disney movie type of caricature. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way she's playing that up. It's almost like a cartoon character villain. And it's incredible. It's one of those things where it's so it's so obnoxious that it's entertaining. And you want to hear and see what she's going to do next. And like, the crowd's chanting for her. And she's like, no. Let's not do that. You don't get to do that. I thought that she was phenomenal. And also, what a pop Adam Pearce got. But I like that Adam Pearce was even like, you worked within the rules of Money in the Bank. I'm not going to come out here and scold you or anything. And he said that she deserved it. And she did. And she acknowledged that he acknowledged that, which I think is good. Because, I mean,
summer is here. And you know what doesn't belong in your epic summer plans? Getting burned by your old wireless bill. While you're planning beach trips, barbecues, three-day weekends, your wireless bill should be the last thing holding you back. And that's why I made the switch to Mint Mobile, and I've been loving it. With Mint, you get the coverage and speed you're used to, but for way less money. And for a limited time, Mint Mobile is offering 3 months unlimited premium wireless service for $15 a month. So while your friends are sweating over data overages and surprise charges, you'll be chilling, literally and financially. Say bye-bye to all your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile will rescue you. All plans come with a high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch the overpriced wireless. Get 3 months of unlimited service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. I switched in June. You should too. The first few months, I saved almost $100 by switching to Mint Mobile. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get the new customer offer and get your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/FWP. That's mintmobile.com/FWP. An upfront payment of $45 required, equivalent to $15 a month. Limited new time customer offer for the first 3 months only. Speeds may slow above 35 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details. mintmobile.com/FWP.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC, used with permission.
It's not scummy to do that. It's just within the rules of Money in the Bank, right? Like, Naomi came in, and for a while, it's like, damn, what's this push going to be? Like, what's this run going to be? You know what I mean? And to be fair, and I do want to say to be fair, WWE wanted Naomi back much, much before she ever came back. But Vince bull rushing his way back into the company sort of prevented that. They wanted Naomi back, like, from what I understood, like 6-7 months after she left, a full year before she came back. I had people in WWE telling me, yeah, we want Naomi back here, but now there's a hiring freeze, and she had to end up waiting until the Royal Rumble last year. And she got brought in, and I'll never forget, like, you know, she qualified for the chamber. She lost there, and then she lost to Tiffany, lost to EO. She got back in, I believe, in the top contendership stuff, but then it just never, it never really went anywhere, right? Like, they teased her in that capacity, but the tag team run and the setup for the turn on Jade has been the catalyst for something that just works phenomenally. Phenomenally. W. Curum says, last night was pure elation as a women's wrestling fan. I know I buried the Evolution build, and I stand by that. But women had a full-on boulder on their shoulders, and I'm happy they smashed it. Yeah, I mean, there was... oh, okay. Dave Cost, I don't know why YouTube is doing this. It drives me nuts. But thank you very much. So I had a report on FightfulSelect.com tonight about the reactions internally to that show. And one of the things, the very interesting terminology and phrasing that was given to me was they were put in a position to over-deliver. And that was clearly like very like higher up PR-ish speak, even though it wasn't from PR that said that. But I'm like, I see what you mean. They were put in a position to over-deliver, and they were screwed over out of an appropriate build. That's what it was. The fact is, they went in with moderate expectations because WWE failed to build this show, and they exceeded it on a weekend where, honestly, a lot of people could have been very exhausted by pro wrestling by the time that 7 p.m. on Sunday rolled around, right? With how long All In was, and with that banger of an NXT show and that of a Saturday night's main event show. And then even SmackDown, and then every night. The women absolutely killed it. They killed it. Also liked the EO and Rhea stuff. So they came out first, and they weren't happy about Naomi. And sure, they're not happy about Naomi, but what are you going to do, right? Well, what they do is what they did. Now, I will say Rhea's character this year has been one of like whining for opportunities. And I'm like, why do they got to do that? Like, she knows the rules of Money in the Bank. She knows that's a realistic possibility. Now, it is also reasonable for her to be upset by it, but that is something that I've noticed. But why would Adam Pearce not do what he did, right? It makes a lot of sense from a kayfabe perspective, from a general manager perspective. Okay, well, Naomi did win the title that way. And sure, you could speculate whether or not it's scummy, but they'll just run it back in an official triple threat, which I think makes a ton of sense. And now we've got the card coming together, which, you know, they got to bring together a lot more of that pretty quickly because it's two nights, first off, and it's in like 2.5 weeks. So they got to put that together. They've got a couple more Raws to do that. And right now you got Cena, Cody, Tiffany, Jade, Randy Orton and Jelly Roll against Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul, Gunther, CM Punk, Naomi, Rhea Ripley, EO, Becky Lyra. We'll talk about that later. It might be a settings issue on your channel because this username, you know what? I will check that. I will see. I see it. They have Rhea on the McIntyre playbook. You know what? I wouldn't hate that, Orion Ben. I think that's an awfully good piece of perception there. I do. Also, a line that I think Naomi and only Naomi could get away with is when Io Sky said something to her, and she's like, well, I don't know what the hell you just said. Because, like, listen, if you do that with a lot of other people, it is not going to work. But Naomi has the right comedic timing, and among other things, to be able to make that line land. But I thought this was good. Really good stuff. KE775 says, Seth is supposed to guest host Rich Eisen this week. Maybe we get an update, but I doubt. I'm semi-hopeful since they didn't take the briefcase. So we'll talk about that right now. Heyman has no update on Seth. Triple H said that it didn't look good last night. But Paul Heyman says, well, now hold on. He's got until next June to cash in this thing. So until that deadline hits, or nearly hits, don't even worry about that. And they set up a gauntlet match for tonight. But Judgment Day in the clubhouse, Finn tells Dominic he needs to accompany Roxanne and Raquel for their match, which is them defeating the Kabuki Warriors. We're going to talk more about the booking than the individual matches and the moves between them, because listen, your boy's exhausted, but we're here to talk wrestling. It's Finn being messy uncle and stirring stuff up. He's like, this is what Liv would want to do. Like, what do, are we to believe that Liv doesn't use her phone? Are we to believe that Liv just goes completely dark and isn't talking to her on-screen boyfriend? Like, why is this always a thing where people vanish from the earth just because they're not on WWE TV? Like, you've got telephones. You've got social media. Most of you live in like Orlando or Tampa. What are we talking about? How is it that this show only exists while it's on screen? I don't understand that. Roxanne and Raquel did defeat the Kabuki Warriors. What you're seeing in a lot of these tag matches is Raquel take this approach where it's very, like, I don't want to say aggressive or ring general-ish, but no, she is certainly the leader physically in that team and has stepped up to kind of fill that role. Roxanne Perez, like, continues to be one of my favorite performers in Raw. She is very good. I do like the Kabuki Warriors teaming up, especially with Naomi factored into the top program and the need to facilitate more champions and all that, or more tag teams. I don't know what beating the Kabuki Warriors again right here does after they already didn't win the other night or last night, right? Like, why wouldn't it have made sense for Kabuki Warriors to just, you know, beat another team? By the way, the Dungeon Dolls can't get on TV. Natty's got to take outside bookings to get on TV somewhere. But like the Kabuki Warriors against like any team, like find two jobbers, I don't care, and just have them throw spinning back fists at them and then do another one. And then bam, there's your SummerSlam match. It's the Kabuki Warriors versus Raquel and Roxanne for the titles. You got that. It just didn't make a ton of sense to me there. Now, what they'll probably just do is say, oh, well, here's the thing. They cheated to win, so we'll let you face them again. And if you win, you get a title shot, which I just loathe the idea of that. Don't like it. Don't like it at all. So, also, backstage, Adam Pearce is, he confronts Judgment Day, who are leaving. And Dominic's, he's like, Dominic, I see you getting involved in that match. Must mean you're pretty good physically. And he's like, oh, it was just the adrenaline. He goes, well, here's the deal. We're going to check you out and evaluate you next week. And if you're cleared, you're going to face AJ Styles at SummerSlam. So that's happening too. And he probably should have said, and if not, you're going to get stripped of the title. I do love that he's got a doctor's note, though. That is phenomenal that he has a doctor's note. But AJ's there. What is he doing? Was he praying? What the hell was AJ doing? I do like that AJ is just kind of creeping on him. AJ's just back there following him everywhere. That's pretty good stuff. I like that. I just don't know what the hell AJ was doing back there. He was praying. All right, cool. He was praying. That does make it funnier to me. AJ does pray. That is a thing that he does. Oh, my God. Unreal. Guys, Lots of wrestling this weekend. Hope you saved some money with NordVPN. Hope you got that deal where you could save half off your pay-per-view by switching your virtual location. Hope you watched all your stuff with your Netflix account overseas. Let me tell you a little bit more about NordVPN. If you aren't watching wrestling with NordVPN.com/Fightful, you are not watching wrestling in the best way. I know times are tough. Money is tight. NordVPN.com/Fightful can eliminate your cable bill if you just watch wrestling. You can watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and PLEs on Netflix by changing your virtual location with just one click. You can watch pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change that virtual location and get the prices they're getting overseas. In addition, all the wonderful features that we haven't even mentioned. But right now, you save big. 4 extra months free and a 30-day money-back guarantee when you use NordVPN.com/Fightful. By the end of this subscription, you're going to be saving money. NordVPN.com/Fightful. If you use NordVPN.com/Fightful, drop in that chat. Let us know. I want to hear how you used it. Oh, my God. The Prey community? That's good stuff. Buddy, that is good stuff. Mr. Rightway, my friend. I was really hoping I would see you this weekend, Mr. Rightway. I spoke with Destiny about you. I was really hoping that I would see you, my friend. It was so wonderful seeing you in Dallas for the ticketing event that I was hoping I would run into you along the way. But I am very glad that you paid $20 for All In with NordVPN.com/Fightful. I would have rather have seen you there, though, Mr. Rightway. If you all are into gaming and other things, please check out his channel. He is just a wonderful individual. What are your thoughts on Blake Monroe's theme after they massacred Jordan Grace's? So I got to be real. I am completely unfamiliar with it. So I am going to pull it up right now and hopefully not. You're going to hear me react to it. It's not bad. That's not bad at all. I mean, it could be better, but I mean, very rarely are they going to knock it out of the park. Very rarely are they going to knock it out of the park, Def Rebel. But like, I don't hate that. I don't hate that at all. All things considered. Yeah. Terry Allen Jr., my friend, it's great to see you. Says, would you rather a hip-hop song with Naomi's character? I would honestly just rather whatever she wants. If she wants her old theme, that'd be cool. But I don't know if the old theme fits her. I don't know that it fits this character. What is something identifiable with caution, right? How is that identifiable with caution? How'd you get it all in for $20? Here's how you do it, my friend. NordVPN.com/Fightful. You sign up for one of their plans as low as like $2 or $3 a month. An app will pop up when you download it. You change your virtual location. So it goes from US to UK, for example. Then you go to pay-per-view.com or triller.com or wherever you buy your pay-per-views, and you will get the price that they pay overseas. Now, the reality is most of the prices they pay overseas are much less because those shows are on at such a crazy hour that they can't justify the full price. And you're able to watch SmackDown, Raw, NXT, PLEs, all on one Netflix subscription when you change that virtual location. I promise you, they make it so easy. They make it so easy. We just renewed with them through the end of the year. I love those guys. Love those guys. Pierce tossed the dish from Waller and New Day, confronted Dom and AJ. I'll ask Luis for a little more detail on that segment because my mind is slipping me. But there is an LA Knight promo where he wishes a speedy recovery to Seth to whoop him properly. I have been saying this an awful lot lately, that I see LA Knight as a guy who I think right now they're doing the, boy, it'd be a shame if you all got behind this guy that hasn't got to the top. And it'd be a shame if Yoz really got behind him even more and we were put into a position where we would have to push him. I think it's going to end up that way with LA Knight because, I mean, obviously some of his athletic accolades are going to become limited as he gets older, but that charisma ain't going anywhere, buddy. It ain't going anywhere. New Day and Waller tried to buy themselves a title shot, and Pierce said that they would need to earn it. Oh, man, so there's positive and negative to this 2 out of 3 falls match. So they had the Lyra Bailey interaction before this, and this was to determine who gets a title shot at SummerSlam because their issue, Becky has manipulated both of these women into becoming each other's worst enemy in this hunt for the IC title. And again, incredible match. Incredible match, and Becky Lynch deserves bonus points for wearing the red and yellow to really play off of the Becky Hogan thing. But how much longer are we going to sit here and pretend, while people call her Becky Hogan, like Becky ain't been one of the most consistent performers this spring, this summer, quite frankly, this year? Now, listen, there were a couple matches. I did not like that Liv Morgan Cage match, looking back on it. There was a tag match at Mania. That one wasn't keen on. Didn't like that. Then they had a good one the next night. But, like, you look up and down everybody that Becky has faced this year. Like, let's Nia Jax. Good, really good match. Even Shayna Baszler, I think a couple more times with Nia, good matches. Rhea, good match. Liv, good match. Lyra, every time, good match. Bayley, good match. And then last night, outstanding match. She has been sturdy as hell, buddy. And if you want to go back further, like think about the Extreme Rules match with Tiffany Stratton. Think about the match in 2023 with Trish Stratus. Like, there is a lot of erasure. I mean, even before she left the Lyra match back then. Been a lot of people pretending like this woman doesn't deliver in big situations. And she absolutely does deliver in big situations. Poppy Pants says it was the adrenaline in my soul to Pierce. And AJ was praying to clear Dom so he can kick his ass. Dom's my favorite character. I forgot that he said it was the adrenaline in his soul. Oh, my God. Oh, man. That was good stuff. Has there ever been a Money in the Bank cash-in champion that held the title long enough to only lose it on a cash-in? I mean, the ones that have lost it on the cash-in. Baron Corbin lost his. I'll have Luis look it up. I'll have Luis look it up so I can give you an appropriate answer because I'm doing a live stream right now. Because I am not the encyclopedia I once was. By the way, I know that with the migration to the new Fightful site, some of the resources sections and stuff like that are glitchy. We're working on it. We're working on getting those updated. So the contract article, the injuries article, some of the rosters are, we're working on updating those. So Lyra and Bailey, 2 out of 3 falls match. Lyra wins. And like it goes 20 plus minutes. I hate when a 2 out of 3 falls match ends in like a minute and a half. To me, that's so cheap. It's so cheap. It should be the opposite. However, that doesn't necessarily build the suspense as much, but it should be the first fall is the most difficult one. The second one, you know, right up there. And then the third one is a battle of attrition. Dave Koss also says, buddy, hope you had a great trip and enjoyed the most of the 8 hours. Lordy, Becky, Lyra, and Bayla are firmly in fight forever mode. Feud of the year. They've had a fantastic feud. A fantastic feud. Yeah, please clarify the Money in the Bank question. But I think that these three women have done a wonderful job, and they are adding prestige to the Intercontinental title and have shown what had long been the speculated reason why Becky didn't come back in Mania or to Mania for like for any number of reasons. It was because they didn't feel like there was an appropriate storyline singles wise leading up to, in reality, they could have developed one, right? But she has long been vocal, from what I understood, about there being stories underneath the world title. And that's important, man. You got to have that. You got to have those stories to supplement, or else nobody's going to care about it. It's going to be the U.S. title situation where, oh, well, let's announce a match today and switch the title, and everybody will go, whoa, and then nothing happens. K775 says, with hoping there would be a new challenger for Becky and have Lyra and Bayley do their own thing. I'm assuming even though she lost, Becky is, or Bayley is still there. So, that is probably the most interesting thing is Gary says, where does she go from here? I was hoping it would be her and Bayley or Becky. My God, too many B's. At SummerSlam. I was too, but I think that Lyra has earned that position. Now, I know that Lyra doesn't have like the cachet that Bayley does, but this is how you get that. This is how you develop that. And I think with Bayley, you develop another underneath story for her. Like, to me, where does she go from here? Who's free? Who's ready to do something else? Let's talk about that. Who is available on the roster? Maybe she wants to give another go at it in a tag team. Maybe she wants to do some of that. Do something. Or maybe it's continued here. Toon says, I know you had to love the Becky's role in Crucifix Pin last night. Lyra and Iroh have been consistently excellent in the ring all year. I mean, Iroh is probably the most top-notch, consistent, high-level performer WWE has had. I mean, Cody doesn't really have bad matches either. Somebody says, Ivy, sure, put them in a singles match together. Do that next week. Bayley versus Ivy. Why the hell not? Do that. 6-7 minute match? Sure. We got a cross promo telling, oh, I know. Maybe Nikki Bella. Let's talk about that. Ya boys. At FightfulSelect.com reported that before this was announced, that Nikki Bella was expected to wrestle again for WWE this year. And Nikki Bella defeated Chelsea Green. Stephanie Vecchier makes the save. And Dave Costas, I think they do SummerSlam, Becker and the Bellas against Chelsea and the Hervis. Well, if they don't do that, you could also work in Bayley there. Ivy already called out Stephanie Vecchier. So, huh. Interesting. This is an interesting puzzle piece because I don't think they'll do two triple threat women's championship matches, right? Like, here's a good option. K775 says, do you think Kiana James will return post-SummerSlam? She's been chilling out backstage for a while. She was here in Lexington. And then she was backstage at Evolution as well. Bayley versus Last Legend. She's in NXT. Wouldn't mind seeing her go to NXT and do some stuff as well. But see, that's the thing. I would like to see Brie come back to do the Vecchier, Bellas, Chelsea, and the Hervis thing. One, because I'm pretty sure it would mean an awful lot to Chelsea Green as well, who has spoken openly about her love of the Bellas and Total Divas and all that stuff. Yeah. Like she's been pretty open about that. But yeah, there's a lot of puzzle pieces that need to be moved around there. Cross does a promo, tells Zayn not to come back. Interesting. Lots of people missing, lots of people out. Listen, yeah, boys, FightfulSelect.com had news on another champion that is going to miss some time. And let me tell you, that ain't it, buddy. That ain't it. Fightful Select will have more. Hey, speaking of Natty, Natty versus Masha is set for Bloodsport. Ooh. I posted on the Fightful Select Discord and also Fightful Select that she was expected to have some more outside matches set. Good for her. You know what? Good for her. If she's not going to get on TV, go and force yourself to be talked about. Go ahead and do that. Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Listen, you know, it's funny. You're going to see some more of those accounts when I'm tweeting about this SummerSlam weekend. Oh my God. Sean Ross Sapp is glazing Natty. She must be a source. Little reminder. I like catch wrestlers. I like people with legitimate wrestling backgrounds. That's how I was trained and brought up. I trained with people who trained with her family. I am a geek for catch wrestling in pro wrestling.
Just a nice reminder. That's why I also like Karrion Kross. Maybe you don't. It's okay. You know.
Tell them who your fave is. What do you mean? What do you mean? My fave is like, Shuri Kondo? Yeah. That's, again, that's a funny one. Like, people never say Shuri Kondo is one of his sources, but now that she's in AEW, maybe they will. Maybe they will, right? I love, there ain't nothing more that your boy loves than a good double wrist lock transition. When Mercedes applied it without applying the double wrist lock element and she grabbed her opponent's wrist twice, I was like, what's going on? What are we doing here? Oh, man. Bad Robot says, hey, SRS, saw about your wife's grandfather and wanted to offer my condolences. My dad passed away yesterday morning after a long cancer battle. All the Fightful vids this weekend really helped. Thank you. Man, I am so sorry to hear that. I mean, I got to be real, dude. It's been the roughest year and a half that our family has ever experienced. I lost my grandmother. I lost my grandfather. Lost a couple of family members as a result of those situations in general. My wife lost her father, lost her grandfather, lost a teenage cousin. It's been a very tough period. And man, I just want to say in the experiences I have had with you in this chat, Bad Robot, I bet your dad was very proud of you and he did a lovely job with you because you are a wonderful person. And we just love having you a part of this community. So we appreciate you. We appreciate you an awful lot. BL says, okay, so has there ever been a Money in the Bank cash-in champion that held the title long enough? Oh, so that he lost it on a cash-in. I don't think so. So Luis says the closest was Edge Cope, who won the world title in 2007 after winning the briefcase off from Mr. Kennedy. He dropped it to Taker at Mania 24, won it back before Punk cashed in on him. That's why it's good to have a moderator, a producer on the show. Thank you, Luis. Thank you. Also, while I have you all here, check out Fightful Espanol on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Listen, if we get Lucha news, we actually break it there first. We put it there before Fightful Select even. So if you speak Spanish, show us some love over there. Show us some love. And show Luis some love, by God. American Made interview, they made it clear that El Grande Americano is Ludwig Kaiser. Okay, I do like that they are like truthers now. That's cool. That's cool. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Just a preview of some content that's coming up over the next few weeks. I interviewed Powerhouse Hobbs. I interviewed Kyle Fletcher. I interviewed Mark Briscoe. I've got a couple other interviews coming up as well. I'll be in New York, New Jersey getting content before I'm coming back before SummerSlam. I am not trying to deal with that travel anxiety. Woof. But I also did a new Fightful Studios video that I'm so excited for you guys to see. It's up now for Tier 2 Select members, but it is what it's like to interview Bret Hart, one of my favorite interviews I've ever done. Just phenomenal. And we have the new Fightful Presents video about the Spirit Squad. It's going to go up for Tier 2 members probably tonight. I'll probably put it up tonight or tomorrow morning, but it'll be on the channel here soon as well. Show us some love, subscribe. If you all aren't checking out our shorts tab, you're missing out as well. Anytime I go to a show, I get lots of footage, but I also want to show some love to Fightful Overbooked, who do such a phenomenal job. Joel Pearl really killed it doing that solo review of Saturday night's main event. Like, I was looking at things and I was like, okay, I'll let you guys in on how I decided who went on what show this weekend, because usually it'd be me doing all of them. Alex and Kate on AEW made an awful lot of sense. I ain't going to have them review a WWE PLE on Main. No way I'm putting those two together for a WWE non-NXT PLE on Main. No chance. No chance. So I was like, okay, them doing AEW makes an awful lot of sense. They can go long. It'll be great. It was great. Then it was, okay, who do I have do the Evolution show? Well, I felt like it would be good to have a women's panel, right? So I offered Iridian, Cresta, Kate. Iridian was on the road, got to meet her this weekend. Wonderful. Wonderful. But for WWE, I was like, you know what? Phil's going to be in Dallas too. I usually have him work it. Rick Aquino is going to be at the show, or at the Atlanta show. I'm like, man, Joe Pearl podcasts for us all the time. And you want to talk about sturdy, you want to talk about reliable. Joel Pearl is reliable. He did the editing for my interviews this week as well, which greatly helped me when I got back because I am cooked. But Joel Pearl did a phenomenal job as well. So shout out to Joel Pearl. In the weeds, in my opinion, and this is no shot at Busted Open or anybody else, best morning wrestling show there is. I think they just do a fantastic job. KE775 says putting Heyman with Braun Breaker was a great move. I suspect he grows exponentially while Seth is out. Hopefully he can help Bronson Reed also. Bronson Reed is the wild card here because he already kind of had the number of Seth Rollins. So it was sort of puzzling, you know, to see like, oh, well, why is he joining? What's the motivation, right? And so far we've seen that it's definitely a winning move to have him with Heyman. It's definitely like the right decision to have him with Heyman. Heyman's very good with these bigger dudes, but it's not always like, you know, they're not always shooting 100% or 1,000%, whatever field goal percentage you want, right? Whatever that might be. Whatever that might be. But I think it's going to work really well for Bronson Reed. Now, the Braun Breaker Seth thing, I thought that was going to go towards the direction of Braun turning on Seth down the line. But that's a TBD. I'll tell you what might be a TBD. Your wiener, unless you use Blue Chew.
You dealing with a nosy mailman all up in your business about what you're ordering, what you're getting? Well, don't worry about it with BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. It ships discreetly. Discreetly. Fortunately for you, because the mailman's going to want to know what's going on. He's going to be delivering that mail to your house. He's going to hear all these sounds. He's going to be like, what's going on there? Well, I don't know, because this package doesn't say anything, but I have a feeling the package in there is saying something, and it will be, because of BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Helps get you that main event performance and confidence. And you get your first shipment free when you go to BlueChew.com and use the code FIGHTFUL. Like I said, same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but much more affordable and in a chewable. take their online quiz, and then when approved, it ships straight to your door. My gosh. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Mind your own business, mailman.
Check it out, BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. D-Matic made it. Says, when do you think WWE will slow down and running these PLEs back and back to start, letting everything breathe to avoid fan fatigue? So, I mean, listen, I think that there's a benefit and a detriment, right? Because the five, six match shows definitely extend all that. But it definitely had a situation where the Saturday night's main event has diluted some of that, right? Because they do them with such frequency that it does dilute it. Now, considering their competition does like 12, 13 matches a show, I don't think they're at risk of really diluting it. I think the people that are going to watch are going to watch, right? Like, if their competition gets to a point where AEW is regularly doing 8 matches on their PLEs, well, still WWE is less, and it ends up averaging the same amount. However, when I look at that, I'm like, okay, what shows do they really need? And what ones don't they need? And the only ones that I'd be like, oh, well, they need to do less of is, like, I don't want to see Hell in a Cell get its own pay-per-view. You know what I mean? Money in the Bank's a little bit different because that's something that is like annual and is special and has something attached to it. There are some like War Games and Hell in a Cell where it's like the pay-per-view dictates the match, not the feud dictates the stipulation. And it doesn't need to be that. You know what I mean? I've never liked that. I do not think that it's going to be a thing where they reduce. I mean, they might like slightly reduce it. I don't think that we're going to run into a situation where they like heavily reduce their schedule because they are making like a ton of money right now. They're killing it. Despite what you might think of things being saturated or overdone or anything like that, they're still doing crazy business. They're still doing big gates. And like, listen, man, we talk about attendance and all that stuff. They had a real strong walk up last night, like a very, very strong walk up for Evolution. And I think that probably just encouraged them and made them want to do this type of thing even more. So I don't think that they're going to do that. I don't think they're going to do that. So Gunther interrupted by Braun Breaker. This is after crowds chanting for Goldberg, and Gunther's like, nah, bro, he ain't coming. He ain't show up. He's not going to be here. And like, part of me did wonder, are they going to have Breaker run like the gauntlet here? But honestly, I think the way that they did it ended up being pretty good. Breaker defeats Penta. He defeats LA Knight. He defeats Jey Uso. And then out comes the old man, CM Punk. Cyclops is better than Wolverine, says, why was there a men's match during Evolution 3 Raw? So funny enough, I saw Shane Helms say, of course, the men only get one match and they're all thrown into a gauntlet together. That was good stuff. I like that. I think I tweeted, give dudes a chance. Just, hoping that guys get more of an opportunity on this show. But listen, this is where WWE steps above. And for all the complaining I have done about the women's development and making sure that they get stories and stuff, this is a major step in doing that. Having the women honestly dominate the show from that perspective. And then, even though it's one match, it was a very long match, and it had Braun Breaker, Penta, LA Knight, Jey Uso, Punk, and then, of course, there's Bronson Reed's involvement and Roman Reigns at the end, which we will get to. But Brian more or less says, Braun runs the gauntlet. Punk comes in as the hero, stopping a beaten-down Braun. Seems backwards to me. I don't have a problem with it, and I'll tell you why. It's because it's Braun Breaker, and it's because CM Punk is an old fella. I think it's okay. It's luck of the draw. I don't think that you can keep the old Vince methods of, well, he's the last one in. He's so fresh, it doesn't mean anything. That's still luck of the draw, man, to me. That's like being number 30 in the Royal Rumble, and like it doesn't make your win mean less. Now, certainly it can mean more if you do run from the number one spot there. Absolutely. So if Braun Breaker had done that, he would look even more dominant. But we are in a situation where Braun Breaker takes a loss and nobody thinks less of him for it because, one, it is CM Punk. And two, he beat Penta, LA Knight, and Uso back to back to back for those. Now, there was some help along the way, for sure. But when you've got him beating those people, I think that was the right call. I think that was the right way to go about it. Make it all the sense in the world to me. Dave Cost says, I loathed when Callis did a clear DQ Saturday, took me out of it. So to keep the same energy, when the holy hell did a gauntlet become no DQ? So that was actually explained. Tony Khan said, well, this was a unified match, so it didn't have the Continental Classic rules, which would have not only resulted in a DQ, but the person being fired. And then he clarified, because the Continental champion won this unified title, the unified title will now be competed under Continental rules. And if anybody gets involved, whether the ref sees or not, they will be fired. So I thought this was okay there, and the ref could sort of use his own discretion, which they did indicate. I wasn't keen on it, but I do kind of liked it. The one moment that Don Callis had to get involved in the match, he did. The one time during this feud. And I think that it ends up working out pretty darn well for AEW, where you've got a heel with one of your top titles. And the fact that the heel has the no interference title, I think goes a pretty good way. I think that's pretty interesting. And I love that their now 1A championship is a, it can be booked differently. It's got a different set of rules. Michael Cole mentioned at the start, it was no DQs. Okay. Interesting. Listen, I'm a little tired. I'm a little gassed out right now. Been traveling a lot. So after all this, Bronson and Braun attack. And he's back. Roman Reigns is back. Saving Jey Uso. Now, I just want to say this, full disclosure. I hope he doesn't mind me mentioning this, but he did know. Like, I was conferring with WrestleVotes about this. He's like, hey, got word of this. You might want to check on it too. But he knew this. He knew this was going to happen. Our dude WrestleVotes, he does great work. Great work. Just, yeah. And he had it, I think he had the OTC1 thing as well. Oh my God. Luis sent me the word of this OTC title. Guys, what is this thing? What are they doing? Who is this for? Well, Demon Diva. It's for Demon Diva. She'll probably get one. I got to show y'all this belt. What the hell's going on? What are we doing here? Listen. Is it a little weird? Yeah. Is it going to sell out? Probably. Probably going to sell out immediately. All right, man. Joel Wood says, if Roman is TC1, can they call Jey TC2? We call their team TC squared. I don't like math, man. I got a new payroll tonight. So Roman Reigns, like, he's here to set up him and Jey Uso against Bronson Reed and Braun, right? That's what it is. because you can't blow, Braun Breaker and Roman Reigns one on one on like SummerSlam. I mean, you could. It'd be a great SummerSlam match. I just feel like that's a WrestleMania main event in the future, you know? But it's clearly to set that up. Blind Roar says, this company continues to upstage any moment that Punk has. Most consistent booking. Thanks, Mercedes. Yeah, it is becoming like a little bit of a habit, right? Where Punk does some stuff and then they'll upstage it. That definitely seems like something that is a pretty consistent habit. Leave a thumbs up on this video, by the way, guys. Get your super chats in. Get your humper chats in. We would greatly appreciate if you guys did such a thing. DJ Rocco says, 175 for nosebleeds in H-Town, SMH Wild. Where's H-Town? What do you mean? Is that Houston? Where are they going? Where are they headed for? Where are they headed at? Damn it. Going to read you all some little scoopskis from FightfulSelect.com. Entice you guys to check that out as well. But JT17 Cheer says, was Gail Kim invited to Evolution? It was super tacky not having her in any of the video packages or shout-outs, especially if they're trying to sign her. I don't know if they're trying to sign her. All I know is that their relationship is much better than it was previously. And she'd been there a couple times. She was not there. She hadn't been planned to be there. They told me that it hadn't even really been like a discussed thing, as best I know. But I mean, I know that the relationship is better. I just don't know exactly how good it is. I would love to see Gail Kim in a position to influence this generation in any capacity. She is an infinite well of knowledge that can work any style and teach you to work any style and help you out along the way. And I think that is crucial. That is important. FightfulSelect.com. Let's go over some of the scoops that we've had. We have the backstage reaction to Evolution. A lot of people really happy about that show, especially considering a lot of them were put in a spot where they were worried about how this show would go. We have news on a champion who is going to miss some time. I've got my Q&A questions up right now over on FightfulSelect.com. I'm going to film that tomorrow. We had the Evolution Scoops thread talking about JC Jane and Jordan Grace getting a little banged up, talking about Kelly Kelly. There was another former WWE diva that was backstage, what people in the company thought of the show, other people backstage. Some of the producers on the show, we had updates on Seth Rollins throughout the weekend, you know, that unfortunate situation, updates on Gail Kim's status for Evolution, as well as other legends that were headed there. We had the unfortunate news to reveal that Adam Cole's issues are concussion issues, and hopefully we see him back, but we had an AEW All-In Scoops thread. We had a Friday Scoops thread that had an awful lot of stuff. Now, I want to apologize. Sometimes these bullet points, when I am on the road, get cut off. That is a mobile issue that Patreon tells me they're working on. We also had a couple of long-lost pitches for All In, like just ones I've kind of sat on for a while. Things that like you might not have known about that were actually pitched for previous All In shows. We broke the news that Hirooki Goto is either in the running or close to getting the E Honda spot in this Street Fighter movie. Wow. We had news on the All-In entrances that were planned for the show. We had news on All-In matches that were set as well. Some of the programs that got affected by injuries last week. We broke news on Ricochet's House of Glory opponent, which was amazing red for the love of God. We had a bunch of indie news. We had news on 2K adding the Wyatts. We had news on Halloween Horror Nights. That one blew up, man. Shout out to my friend Destiny FOMO for not using our graphic, but using somebody else's graphic for the news that we broke there. Meanwhile, she's the one telling me and my wife to come down to Universal all the time. We had the Fightful Weekender go up today. We had a bunch of additional shows. I did a review pod for the weekend. Going to do another one for Evolution. Getting in the lab this week, by the way, guys. Or by God, guys. I just want to say thank you again. Man, crazy ass week. Had the fake accounts faking tweets of me. Had Grok lying about me. Got Grok apologizing to me profusely right now. It's been a wild, weird week, right? Been a wild, weird week. And just a reminder, guys, I will be in New York on July 31st. Excited for that. Very excited to see what does and doesn't happen there. I'm going to be doing some WWE media. I'm going to be flying back here before the show because the idea of being around all that back-to-back nights gives me anxiety just thinking about it. Oh, man. If you're watching after the fact, leave a comment. I am going to come in and talk to you guys in the comments. Hold on. Are we missing one? Are we missing a super chat right here? Bye, God. We did not skip a super chat. All right, Luis. I'm just sitting here hanging out, waiting on Luis now. Would there be a chance WWE vacates Money in the Bank? I don't think they will unless they know he's going to be gone beyond that period. I apologize for Luis missing that. What about this one? Did we read this one, Luis? Let me know. I think they're going to wait and see just how bad it is. Like, for example, let's just say that it's a meniscus injury, right? Because if it's a meniscus injury, then the Pollock and Meltzer theory holds some weight because he could work through that injury and then sort of write it off. But if it's an ACL, it's going to be tough. And I think they would vacate it or do something. W. Curum says, Tiff is not a babyface. Said it all year. She worked heel, taunted the fans post-win, ripped the belt from the ref, and she's a great heel just because they say Tiffy time doesn't make it okay to force. I agree. I don't see why you would change something that is already working. If they like her like that, let them like her like that, Dave Koss. That's how I feel about that situation. I just think that right now you go with the hot hand, and right now that's the hot hand. That's what's working well. That's what does well. So why not do that, right? Like, why not continue with her down the path that she is already down? I want to say thank you all. I'll be on Fightful Select tomorrow, probably doing two shows, but I'll be back on Wednesday with Jimmy. Until next time, my friends, we're out.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.